This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Later today, NASA is planning to release the first detailed color pictures from the surface of Mars. The Mars exploration rover, called Spirit, made a flawless landing on Saturday night. Since then, data and pictures have been generated by Spirit faster than anyone had expected. The scientific team is ecstatic about the landing site since it looks like the ideal spot to carry out the rover's main mission, to look for signs that water once flowed on Mars. NPR's Joe Palca has more from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California.
It's been a giddy weekend for mission managers at JPL. Take communications. While engineers were waiting to set up a direct data link to Earth, they hoped to be able to relay signals from the Mars Exploration Rover, or MER as it's known in NASA speak, using the Mars Odyssey spacecraft. Odyssey has been orbiting Mars since 2001. It was supposed to work, but it hadn't been tested. A problem, not for Spirit. Consider this exchange between managers of the MER and Odyssey.
Odyssey Ace, this is MER Flight.
MER Flight, Odyssey Ace.
Can you please provide an estimate of the total data volume transmitted?
Stand by. Yes, we show approximately 22.7 megabits of data retrieved.
You can pack a lot of information in 22 megabits. Not only can managers get data back from the rover through Odyssey, they can also send commands up to the rover. But that's typical of the way things have been working.
It was like a textbook. Bang, 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 one step after another, exactly right on time, exactly according to plan. It was freaky. Never went that well in the tests.
Cornell University geologist Jim Bell is a member of the rover science team. He and his colleagues have already begun to analyze the first color pictures from the surface.
You won't be surprised, Mars is red. I'm very happy that the camera's working properly, showing the color correctly and all that. So now it's just, we're going to be processing that and trying to decide where to drive. You know, we're going to be driving off this thing over the course of the next week. So,
and what does the landing site look like?
It's a pretty neat place. It's on first glance, your reaction is, wow, you know, maybe it could be a dry lake bed.
A dry lake bed is what the landing site looks like in pictures taken from orbit. If it is a dry lake bed, then the rover should be able to find signs in the rocks proving that water was once there. But Bell says there are also rocks that don't look like they belong in a dry lake bed, a mystery scientists will be looking forward to unraveling.
The next week is going to be all about getting safely off of this lander. And once we do that, it looks like we'll be able to drive almost anywhere we want to go in this environment. So we can actually use this vehicle for what it was designed to do. Pretty exciting.
The last landing mission NASA sent to Mars failed. Charles Ilacci says that failure changed things at NASA. Ilacci is JPL's director. He says in the past, the focus was on cost, and people felt that potential problems had to be tolerated because there was no money to fix them.
What we told them at this time and what we are doing now is tell them, look, first focus on excellence. We want to make sure these missions are successful. Now, we have to be responsible. You know, we cannot go, I mean, nobody has a blank check. But it doesn't help us if we meet the budget and then we fail.
For NASA officials, the success of this mission is particularly gratifying. A failure would have been a devastating blow, particularly after losing the Space Shuttle Columbia last year. Ed Weiler is Associate Administrator of NASA for Space Science. He says there's still a lot at stake with this mission.
It's not just about rocks. It's not just about minerals. It's not just about pretty pictures. We're taking another big step in the human quest to find out if we're alone.
The success of the Mars rover may also give NASA the kind of direction many of its critics say the agency has lacked, and put NASA back in the good graces of Congress. Joe Palca, NPR News, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California.